is our world now. This is our world of the electron, which the beauty of the thought we explore. And you call us criminals. We seek after knowledge. And you call us criminals. We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias. And you call us criminals. You build a dumb bomb. You wage war. You murder. And like you are, you try to make us believe it's for our own good. Yet we're the criminals. Yes, I'm a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that of outsmarting you. Something that you will never forgive me for. I'm a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all.
Hello, you're listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 22nd of May 2006. Just got over the weekend, I guess. Into the new week. Loads of things have been happening over this weekend. Got a Planet Lave in the studio.
Hello.
So I guess the last time we aired live, what was happening was we were that Friday night showing off Hacker Voice TV episode 1. I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at that.
Sure did. Loved it.
Yeah?
Yep.
What do you think?
Best thing on the internet ever. I
best
might be slightly
episode
biased.
Ever.
I thought it was superb. I thought Goldfish did some absolutely amazing work on
it. Very, very cool work. Hats off to Naxter for all his hard work with the post-production. I thought, he was faced with a very difficult task. The difficult task was to kind of do something with all that mad, insane, raw footage that we filmed during our time in Birmingham. I think he did a fantastic job, and it's gone down really, really well. Let me just check what the stats are of the current downloads as far as archive.org is. I think the last time I checked it was somewhere about 60. Let me see. It's somewhere in the Hacker Voice TV, isn't it? Let's see. There's also Google videos of it as well, which is pretty cool. can catch it on the lowest of crappiest of video portals, which is Google Videos. You can check it out there, or you can go to archive.org and see what it is. Here we go. We've got... bloody hell. 81 downloads. Since it went live on, like, Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. So that's not bad. Let's just give our good friend Ionix a call.
Hello and welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. Press 1 to call the studio. Press 2 to join a conference. Press 3 for caller ID.
Please hold while we try to connect you.
Okay. Doo-doo, yeah.
La 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 la.
Oh yeah. Hold music. And yeah.
It's fast. Break it down now.
Hello?
Rewind.
Hello!
Hello!
Hi, I'm trying to fix this bloody Cisco router here, man. I've been on hold for like 6 hours. What the hell is going on?
You been on hold micing?
Nice hold music, dude.
Oh, thanks. That's a little touch, you know?
I love the PBX, man. It's so cool.
It's slick. It's got a couple of bugs right now. The Meet Me, it was working yesterday. I didn't change a damn thing, and now I can't get it to work for the life of me.
Damn. It's always that, isn't it? It's like just before the show's about to start, the thing that you haven't changed at all works perfectly, suddenly starts not to work anymore.
You have no idea. It's just an asterisk thing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Right now, the Hacker Voice PBX is a part of, like, my business PBX. And all it does is it parses which, like, voice prompt menu it goes to.
Yeah.
Based on the incoming route and caller ID of the caller.
Right, okay. That's interesting.
Do you like the new Anak?
Yeah, I love the Anak. It's I love the bit at the end in Russia. Noobs phone you.
Soviet Russian noobs on you.
Yeah, yeah. I was just playing around with that. Oh, we've got another call. I wonder if I can like conference these things together. I don't think so. Hello. No, that didn't work. Hello. 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 Ah, that sucks. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I don't think we can conference two calls together in X10, can we?
No, not in X10.
No, it's just I've got somebody else calling me in X10, and I can't put these two calls together. Do you wanna? Should we give out the number for the PBX so people can start calling in?
Yeah, give out the number for the PBX because. Can't you get more than one caller on the incoming line for the radio station?
I can, yes. So if people have...
Yeah, well, have them press 1 at the PBX.
Yeah, so if people have free will dial-up, then just call up 702092, and that's 702092 for good time, and just press 1.
Yeah, or you can call the UK number.
Yeah.
It goes to the same place. So if it's in the States, I have a Seattle number.
Cool.
Associated with it as well.
Awesome. Good work, man. Very good work. So what...
I've been still a work in progress, but...
Since we left off last Thursday, I've been asking people, you know, what they thought of the Hacker Voice TV. Planet here, who is on the show. Hello.
Hello.
Thinks it's fabulous.
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is very cool, yeah.
Nothing like funny, like, rooftop drunkenness.
We were...
Brings me back to the
very drunk. We were very drunk.
Filmed in Drunkovision. We're available.
And for those people who have not yet seen the Hacker Voice TV episode, I can give you a tiny URL courtesy of Napster in IRC. It says tinyurl.com/golf8zuluhotelbravo, and that will get you straight onto the archive.org link. If you are interested in going directly there, it's archive.org/details/hackervoicetv1, and you can get your ass right on there for nearly 19 minutes. We're like 1 second off full 19 minutes of extreme drunkenness and for roof climbing.
Yes, always good.
So, Planet, how much of that actual footage? You missed out on quite a bit, didn't you? Because you were asleep.
Yeah, I was. Some of it I was in the pub for the early stuff, and then the roof climbing stuff. I'd already gone to bed by then.
Yeah.
So I missed most of it.
It is good fun.
Oh, yeah. Spectacular.
Yeah, just want to say thanks to Naxxer again for his fantastic work on editing Hyper's face. I know it was. I know it must have been a really difficult task.
Who was that? I love that masked man.
The masked man is indeed Hyper from the forums and from IRC and from the past. Well, if you listen to the Thursday show, he's actually live in the studio sitting next to me, which is it was a fantastic show. It's the first time that we actually got somebody physically here, apart from somebody actually wandering into the room and happened to be live. So we actually planned this thing. He came down, we got a chair, and you know, we did the whole thing from scratch, and it was I thought it was very well for a very unprepared, very shit everything's falling apart kind of show, which is generally the whole flavor of Hacker Voice Radio anyway.
Yeah. Always has been.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really difficult if we ever move away from that. It's going
to
be like,
I think, you know, stick to what works. If yeah. It ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Well, if it's broke, keep it broken because it's working. Yeah. So, what have you been up to, Mr. Planet?
Me? Nothing. Why? What have you heard? Let's have a think. Last show was Thursday.
Yeah.
As you said, fantastic show. Hyper on the show live. Went very well, very slick. Friday, you guys had the mid-month ban
right.
In London.
Yeah.
I probably watched TV. You know, very yeah. exciting life I lead.
Yeah.
So what happened at the mid-month?
Quite a lot of
what
things
was discussed?
Of what I can remember. We had a lot of discussion. It was actually a very good mid-month. It felt much like a month meeting. We got a lot of stuff done. We got a lot of, obviously, the premiere of Hacker Voice TV was there. We had the red carpet out. We had the tux. You know, we had the, well, I wish.
Uh-oh.
We had beer. We had a lot of beer, which is good.
Do you have any of the magnums left?
The magnums?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to take care of something.
Okay. So we had, are you in a shop, sir? He's in a shop.
Yes.
He's buying ammunition.
He's buying Magnum condoms.
1, 2, 23, 24, 25, 26.
26. It's either bullets, condoms, or DVDs 30, of Magnum 30, PI.
32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37.
I'm getting a bit scared.
39, 40, 41. 42,
let's put him off. Let's count.
1,000. 44, 45. 46, 246,
7, 2, 8. 91, 8, 3001, 72, 4.
Okay. Did you get your magnums?
No. No, apparently I'm like 8 cents short. I gotta go raid the piggy bank.
What are these magnums you speak of?
It's a malt liquor.
Sorry?
Malt liquor.
Oh, right.
Also known as the 40 dog.
Right, okay. Interesting.
Yes, very.
Sounds like you're falling down a hillside there.
No, actually walking up one.
Okay.
One of the two. Room was stuck.
One of the two. So you're actually now on foot outside.
Oh yeah, I've been on foot outside for a while.
Right, okay. Cool.
One of the advantages to having the PBX forward to my cell phone instead of my extension.
Yeah. So is there anything interesting you're close to a payphone or?
Yeah, there's an interesting payphone here.
Cool.
It's right up the street. I could. It's a Verizon hybrid, which allows for red boxing.
Nice.
From directory assistance.
Right.
But one of the interesting things about it is they fixed a flaw with it. Where you used to be able to dial 411, it would ask you for 50 cents, and then you could hook flash the machine and it would connect you. Now what it does if you hook flash the machine is it connects you to a local operator who asks you to deposit the money. Now if you red box that, the operator gets confused and tells you to check the coin rechange return. Because she can hear the quarters going in, but she's saying they're not digitally registering. Which tells me that it's not an ACTS line. But internally within 411, it is an ACTS line. So I'll be up to that in about 20 seconds, and I'll show you the hook flash.
Excellent.
Doo-doo-doo.
So,
Hey!
Yeah.
Not often, I was just reading the sign.
This is quite good. So obviously with the sad news that LucasAid has sadly had to depart from the scene, we're left really up to our own initiative as far as news finding goes.
Oh.
Which I think kind of brings
us...
Sorry?
Why do you have to leave?
I think he was having some serious family issues or something like that. It's, yeah, not too great. But hopefully he's going to be back sometime soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hmm.
All right, and here's our little payphone. One of the new Verizons. It's got a lovely yellow handle. Let's see now.
Hello.
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 Wait, 1 second, I just got to sort out my volume and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Sorry?
What's going on?
That's not working.
Ionix is just doing something on the payphone. We could hear you dialing, yeah, not the dial tone.
Alright, let me try that again. Anything?
I can hear a dial tone now. Just seem to be cutting out slightly where she says, please deposit. So, still pretty cool being able to listen to somebody live fucking around with a payphone in another country all the way around the world.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Although, obviously, if we had a... He wasn't just walking up to the payphone with his cell phone, surely it would be pretty cool to get some sort of free connection going there. But, yeah, I think... I think he's having some connection problems. would be fair to say. So, how have you been, Twist?
I've been all right, kind of super tired because I didn't sleep for like 3 days in a row.
Blimey. Yeah, it's not good for you.
I know it's not good for me, but the games were better.
You're just like Planet.
Come on, what have you been playing?
Counter-Strike Source, Half-Life 2, since I only got them like a week ago, so yeah, I've been playing them non-stop.
Cool stuff.
Oh, it's the phone thingy, but I seem to be no go. I couldn't get to come through very clearly.
Okay. Yeah, you did seem to be breaking up quite a lot when you were trying to do various things, but never mind.
Yeah. The disadvantage of this new Razer, it doesn't have, like, one of those little jacks for a headset.
Yeah.
It just assumes that, you know, you've got Bluetooth.
Ah, that sucks.
It does have a lovely USB port.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can get into a lot of internal firmware.
Hmm.
Which is good for changing around.
I hated
that little singular thing.
I always thought those Razors sucked balls.
Really? I'm quite...
I don't know. I've never had one. I think maybe the new version's better, but the one before that, I heard that there was a lot of problems from that.
Yeah. Pretty slick. It's got like a 3-megapixel camera on it.
Yeah.
Nice. The transmitter's pretty... I don't know. No Symbian OS and, you know, no internal apps, but it's got instant messaging and things like that.
Cool. Twist, have you managed to take a look at the episode of Hacker Voice TV?
No. Actually.
No? My God.
No. I didn't hear anything about it until today.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's something on the forum for a while.
Ah, never mind. You've been playing too much Counter-Strike.
Yeah, too much Counter-Strike. Blame it on the games.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know.
Twist, do you by any chance have free world dial-up?
No.
Okay. Because it'd be good if we got everyone to switch to that. Because Skype does tend to interfere a lot with everything else that we try and do on the show. So if we can kind of standardize the people that tend to usually call in, as it starts to really, really pose a heavy load on the services.
Well, should I just get some kind of, like, a Shellcast client and just connect to the radio station as a DJ?
That means that everybody only hears you.
Oh, right.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I thought it was called a client, but hey.
No, it doesn't work like that, if you see what I mean. It'd have to be mixed in at the conference. And then, obviously, Shoutcast would then connect to the Shoutcast server.
Yeah.
So that's basically how it works. But yeah, it's sucking a little bit of balls.
Big lot of balls. It'll be hard to get my dad to change to free world dial-up because he loves his Discali.
Right. Well, free world dial-up isn't an ISP. It's just a SIP kind of voice over IP kind of free world dial-up thingy. I'm sure
it's like
that
Skype without the free Skype out.
Yeah, it's basically like a
dietary, so you
like
can
a virtual phone that runs in your computer, and then you can call other people and also call other services that might have that might have been binded to Free Will Dial-Up like our PBXs. So if you had Free Will Dial-Up, you just call a number, which is 702092, and then obviously you connect to like a real phone. In effect, you can just conference through that, which is absolutely free to you. There's others of fun freaking you can do with a simple extent phone, and I'm sure that if our listeners go back to a few episodes, they'll be able to hear some of the freaking examples that we can actually just do from a simple Free Will dial-up account with bouncing yourself around a few calling card companies and various other things. It's quite interesting.
It's a very good service.
I
would encourage anyone to get it, especially if that's one of the backbones to my voice over IP tricks. And, it also offers free, toll-free calling to the UK or where.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Sorry, what was that?
Am I breaking up?
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's your CDMA. I think we might have to close the call on you there, Twist, because it's just Skype is just eating up too much CPU at this point in time. So,
yeah, I was going to say about lag. I just went downstairs to check to see whether one of my siblings turned on LimeWire, but no. Well, that's right. I'll just listen. It's cool.
Cool. Okay, mate. We're going to have to hook you up with this Free Will dial-up. It's pretty simple to set up and only takes a few moments. So if we could, we can get kind of generalize everybody onto that and get them to use obviously IMX's PBX, because it'll kind of standardize things and it'll make the show sound much more professional.
Yeah, everything's so much simpler. All right, man.
Exactly. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. See you all later.
Bye-bye. Okay. Just me and you playing at the moment.
Just me and you, baby.
Yes. So you've got any ideas, have you seen the little t-shirt competition thread?
I have. I've had an old idea, but I'm trying to hold it back and think of the best way to word it before I enter it.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing. It was a t-shirt idea I was just going to hold back and use for myself, but after hearing Hyper and everything you said about the t-shirt competition, where we can get some t-shirts going, raise some money, raise kind of a pool fund for people to get out and visit different hacker meetings they wouldn't normally be able to meet due to funds, due to being students, due to being whatever. Mm. I think that is such an awesome idea. I'm going to give you the best idea I've got, which is probably shit, but it's the best I've got so far. So I'm just trying to think of the right way to word that. It's probably bollocks. I feel like I've built it up now. But I do encourage everyone to get on there and just throw your ideas into the competition thread.
Hmm.
And let's get going with it, because it is such a cool cause.
Yeah, I think we really kind of came... Hyper did... He came up with the idea really out of the blue. I've run these kind of things before, where I bought a batch load of t-shirts and then, you know, said, well, whoever wants to buy one, go ahead and buy one. And first time round, it didn't really work that well. Second time round, it worked really well. People were like, hey, I'm going to buy this. I did have a few left. I think I've got one left. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Callie.
Call-esque. Yes.
Yeah, I just routed myself back into the PBX and hit one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's funny, the routing on this call is my cell phone to the DID in Seattle.
Yeah.
Back to my house, then to Florida, then to the UK, to your Skype provider, to you.
Yeah.
Does Skype do something with their voice quality, or are we down one caller?
No. Yes, we're down one caller, and also Skype sucks.
Oh, I was going to say, because it sounds fantastic from this end.
Yeah. Well, you sound pretty good here as well. You sounded, I don't know, what do you think, Planet? Does he sound better on through Skype, or the same, or better with the old X10?
Sounds a lot clearer with whatever he's doing now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be a multitude of things, but yeah. Gee, I think I was using the GSM codec on the last call. That might have something to do with it.
Maybe. Damn that GSM. So, what have you been up to? Oh, no, wait. We were discussing the T-shirts. I think that has to be talked about prior to anything else.
Gotcha.
Sorry. Yes, the T-shirt competition. I think what we're really trying to get at is it's primarily because when we had the big Birmingham trip, you know, there was quite a lot of expenses involved, you know, without really Hyper's initiative to go ahead and rent that van, the thing wouldn't have happened at all. He was out of pocket by, I think it was like £180, I'm not sure. Which is, you know, a considerable amount, seeing as you know, he did this out of his own leisure and on and so on. So what we were thinking is, obviously, with this kind of collective grouping of people that can purchase T-shirts and said items, I think we can get some sort of pool fund going, and be able to subsidize maybe things in the future, future projects or future trips around the UK, and I think that would be a fantastic idea. And obviously the way he's doing it is really cool as well, because, you know, as everybody knows, I'm very much into involving the community and all that kind of stuff. So if people within, or who has listened to Hacker Voice Radio, or who are participating in the forums and all that kind of stuff, have an idea about a T-shirt, I'm sure that your one will be printed at some point along the time. So I think that'll be pretty awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And Radical Eckwood is just saying, the question on everyone's mind right now is, will Hacker Voice Radio crew be coming to Scotland? Well, let's see. Maybe when it gets slightly warmer.
The question on everybody's mind truly is, will the Scottish people be coming to London?
Yeah. Surely that's the most logical explanation. Yeah. So anything that kind of came up in the news lately with that interested you to, I think we saw that news coming out about how the police are trying to get a system of opening up the police records to really kind of like just average people, like community support officers, council people, and landlords and all this kind of crap, which is a very, very controversial matter, quite frightening in fact.
Can you do that? Well, I don't know. I'm against that. It sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Although, I guess if you can manage not to have any data in that database, it really doesn't affect you. But, I mean, where will it stop? I mean, mandatory identification's already, you know, rolling off the line. And
yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So would you, did you have any ideas about that? Planet? Because I was just thinking, you know, the whole way things are going right now, it is very much focusing with the Orwellian notion of control by states and insane kind of hierarchy.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely mental. I've only read the first few paragraphs, which were posted by Dark Mage on the forums. He brought it to my attention, definitely. I think to everyone's as well. About this whole opening up of the police records, which sounds insane. I've not read too much on that, but it does seem to remind me of the other story we had a few days ago about the CCTV being able to be watched by average people over their Sky TV kind of setup.
Yeah.
Well, where does it stop? I mean, at one point, your information become not yours.
What was that?
I said, where does it stop? I mean, when does your information become not yours?
Yeah.
I mean, if you subscribe to the legal notion, which is commonplace, that your information belongs to you unless expressly, you know, set otherwise in a contractual obligation. Really, legally, it needs to be determined at what point is that information no longer yours. Is it as soon as you give it to somebody, it now then belongs to them, or what? If that's the case, then I think that would open up all kinds of holes in intellectual property law, and copyright, certainly.
Sure.
Like, how can it be legal to, you know, be able to make publicly available to, I mean, let's say that anyone, if they then any kind of, you know, information that you put out and maintain the copyrightable information, you know, is something that is protected under the law. I mean, would it be as simple as just copywriting all of your personal information?
Yeah, that's quite an interesting point, actually, yeah.
Secondly, I mean, if they tie in this database with the national identification cards, is it going to become as simple as, you know, when you swipe your cards for identification purposes, that all of a sudden the terminal pulls up and has every information about you? At which point, when you get an ID for a pack of cigarettes, are you giving your credit history, your medical records? I mean, where does it stop?
Hmm. Yeah, some interesting points there. I don't know, I think the only correct thing to do is do what you can, and that's go out there and talk to your MPs, talk to whoever's in responsible in making these kind of decisions, and make sure that they know exactly how you feel about this stuff. I think something quite interesting that I was discussing on Friday, which is actually defacement. Now not defacement of websites and all that kind of crap. It's there are voting ballot defacements where you get your little slip, and if you deface it with you know, various kind of scratches or whatever, or you write a note or something like that, that's actually it's actually counted as a protest vote, and obviously not in any favor of anyone, but is counted as a protest vote. So it's better than actually not going to vote, but also counts in the sense that you are protesting against the system. So what I was thinking is, let's play one layer up on that. Let's not just get a scribble and all this kind of crap. How about stickers and mad stuff like that? Like, I don't know, some revolutionary kind of mad stupid shit that you can stick all over the little ballot paper and deface it completely, so it doesn't count anymore. I don't know. What were you guys thinking about that?
I'm not entirely certain I understand what you're talking about. Is this for voting purposes?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so when you go in to vote, you get a little bit of paper.
Oh, for voting, okay.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of paper. So you go into your little booth and you got a cross, or you got to cross down the name that you want to choose to vote for. And there's a law that states that you can actually deface your ballot paper with a note or a protest or scribble over it or whatever. And it's counted as a vote, but as a protest vote, and not in any favour of each party. So I was thinking, how about defacing it with stickers and stuff like that, and you know, messages that you've printed out on stickers and sticking them on that, because people will have to actually count those things and actually physically record what's on them and for each one. And these things will come back into government, into parliament, and actually count as a vote and as a protest vote. So I don't know. What do you think about that?
I like the idea. I like it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I like the idea. I think you should get a giant pad of ink, sit down on it, and just make impressions of, like, your bum.
And then scale it down.
On the ballot. Oh, yeah, photocopy it. Scale it down and just paste it on.
Yeah.
With a little note of all your protests.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be... That would
then put on some lipstick and kiss it.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Planet?
Yeah, it'll be all right if it's actually counted as a vote.
It is, yeah. It is actually. I found out it's legal to do so. Well, obviously, fucking, it's your vote. You can do whatever you want with it, but it is actually counted as a protest vote, and you know, to my kind of in my mind, I think it's far better than not voting at all. So if you're going to go and vote and you don't want to vote for anyone, deface the ballot paper with a message. I don't know what other people think about this, so let us know. Write into radio@hackervoice.co.uk and give me a shout and tell me if you're on for this. And if you are, then we can get some sort of thing going here. We can maybe print some stickers off. We can make this thing, you know, we can make this thing work. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, somebody's just tried to call in, I guess.
Yeah.
I can hear you, yes.
Twist.
Hi. Again. Got the free wall dial-up going.
Yeah, I got it working. Well,
Yeah, you're severely breaking up, dude.
Hey, I'll drop out.
Alright. Okay, who have we here that's still here? We've got Planet, well, I think we can hear you. We can hear Twist and myself.
Oh, that's alright.
Yeah, let me just see if we can see what Goldfish is doing.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Cool.
Been
I just thought I'll
connecting you.
Yeah, so. I thought I'd give you a call because you were trying to give us a call.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I tried to get in through FWD, but it didn't work.
Right. Yeah, so how's things been going?
Well, for me?
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, pretty good, you know. The normal drag, the new week and all that sort of shit.
Yeah, it sucks. But, so how have you been part of post, Hacker Voice episode production?
I'm sorry, you got to say that again?
I said, how have you been post episode, Hacker Voice episode, TV thingy, whatever, post-production? Post-post-production? Post-release production, if that even makes any sense.
Boy, am I supposed to be doing something?
No, how are you feeling after the whole workload of
Oh, you mean like after it's finished?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
How's the feedback and all that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, I'm really glad everyone likes it actually, which is pretty lucky considering of how much work I put into it.
Yeah.
It's like a week's worth of evenings is gone.
Yeah, I think you put in a lot of work into it, and actually it really does show. So I think it's gone down very well, and I'm sure you've checked the stats on how much downloads this thing's been getting.
Yeah, I can't actually see where you got that from on archive. I don't particularly look at archive.org that often, so.
Right. Well,
where's this, am I?
let me update you on that one then. If you haven't seen it, obviously you might be logged in as yourself in archive.org, so your display might just be different from mine because I'm not logged in. It says right underneath, be the first to write a review, downloaded 1 million times or something silly like that. So if you log out of archive.org, just below the link to write a review, it actually says how many times the item has been downloaded. It also says the batting average, which I take is the amount of bandwidth that you're actually consuming compared to the other kind of stuff that it has in its in that corresponding section, I'm take it. But I guess it's being hit quite a lot because 50 megabytes times 84 people, you know, you do the maths, it's quite a lot of bandwidth going there.
We haven't even put the big version on there.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm quite pleased that you know, it's eating up bits of the internet bit by bit. And, you know, I think, thank God for archive.org, even though they do slightly suck in the FTP side of things, and things
Jesus
take
Christ,
so
yes.
long. But, if it wasn't
it
without
2 days.
Them. Yeah. It's definitely good work there, mate.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah. You ready for the second one?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd be saying no.
Bring it on.
Screw you.
Just don't get too many people that I need to block the face out of, okay?
Yeah. Hang what on. Was that? Twist? What was
this
that twist?
The Hacker Voice TV thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you've seen it yet.
I
have
might
you?
Need a link for that.
Well, there's a million gazillion links in IRC and in all over the forums, so yeah, check it out. I think I've given out the thingy link for it, the tiny URL link for it. Check the forums as well. There's loads of links for it in there, and all over IRC if you go back up. Or if you search archive.org for Hacker Voice, I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
It's the first hit, actually.
Yeah.
I just did that. Because, yes, I did forget what the URL was.
Yeah.
That happened.
So I think what we're going to have to do is, I think for the rest of the shows, is really standardize the way that people call in.
Yes.
I really, really want to stop using Skype because it sucks so many balls on so many different levels. And if we can get that done, then I think we can kind of concentrate on the whole asterisk side of conference calling, which is actually something that we've been trying to do for such a long time, getting the whole project together of getting a PBX set up and then getting it to work. And it's such a... It is such an... difficult task to do that at the end we can get close to finishing. The problem that I have with Skype is that there's a lot of idiots on there that actually just they join you onto their 1,000 people chat, and it's really annoying because you try and quit and then they add you again and then you block them and then somebody else adds you, and it's not actually the greatest program for privacy. So yeah, it'd be great to kind of move on from that, and we can have Skype very quiet in the background and everything else working perfectly and not using up 1,000% of my CPU.
Yo, 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 Tionics, what's up? Give me a shout. Call me.
That was just Ionix leaving me a voicemail. So, right, what else do we have? Anything in the news that's... Hello.
Hello. I've got something in the news.
Okay.
Hydrogen balls.
Right.
Some people have been working out how to best deliver hydrogen fuel into cars without, you know, stuff exploding.
Mm-hmm.
And they've decided that that the best way to do it is in sort of pods. You slot into the cars and stuff like that.
Right.
Scientist. Yes, well, if you search for New Scientist hydrogen balls, you'll find it, but I had it open a second ago, closed it now.
Well,
so
I don't really want to.
I'm just bullshitting it, really.
Balls. And just a shout from my RC. Apparently, some guy in New Zealand tried to auction his leg, which was amputated 42 years ago and was stored in his freezer. I take this as an eBay auction because these sort of things happen on eBay. Cool. I don't know who would buy frozen 42-year-old leg, but I guess there's people like that out there on the internet. I think I'm going to have to, freeze some of my sperm and then eBay it or something like that. I don't know. Some of my hair.
Would make me.
What's that?
Make millions.
Yeah, I'd be a billionaire. I think we have to get some of Planet Lave's porn collection and auction it on eBay. I think that would sell for billions.
I don't think eBay has the bandwidth that could handle my porn collection. It's a lot of filth.
Surely you have physical content like, CDs, magazines, and that kind of stuff.
I've got dirty books from back in the day. Yeah. But if I auction every single one, that's going to be a lot of auctions.
Yeah.
I think all their servers would go down.
Well, if you auction just, three magazines.
Who wants a dirty book that's already been wanked over?
Well, it's not just any dirty book that's been wanked over. It's Planet Lave's dirty book. You know?
That's devalued it by loads.
I'm sure it hasn't. Let's just look at the stats for Dirty Books, Planet Lave. On the stock market, I think the prediction is 6.4. That's quite good in this time of year.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd never do it because I might be cloned.
Yeah.
By my own old dried up jism. And then where we're going to be, there's going to be loads of me wandering about swearing and talking about ID cards and crap like that. The world will go mad.
Yeah, I think the thin yin-yang balance between Planet Lave and the rest of the world would implode.
Yeah.
and the second reckoning, or whatever it's called, will come, and Judgment Day will be upon us.
It'll bring about the end of the world, trust me.
Yes. So we're just about to close the show off. I want to play a little song, and I think we can get things to a close. I know it's been quite quick. Time has passed very quickly. Just want to give a quick shout out to Firefox if you're listening. Good work on the little intro there, mate. I am very much waiting to hear the rest of that stuff. It sounds fucking ace. I think we're going to have to be using that for the rest of the time until something else comes along. Very good work.
Let's hope he's still got a house.
Yeah. Ooh. That was bad, wasn't it? All I can remember is I kind of like woke up at 1 o'clock the next day with a pint glass and some random fucking woman's picture. And just going, Staines, what the fuck was I doing there? Oh, man, that was just weird. You know what was the weirdest thing out of all the fucking shit that happened that night? Is us, at 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting down, having a fucking meeting, like a conference. It was mad.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was just like, I had that pint glass and I took it all the fucking way through the tube, all the fucking way to Staines, and then all the way back to my house, and I've still got it here. It's just, God, it was an, I can't believe, I don't know, man. I don't quite remember most of it, but I know it was quite uncomfortable.
Yes. I was the most uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Definitely.
In
between you, and Napster, it was pretty tight.
Well, I had the wheel to the left of me. You know, I wasn't terribly comfortable myself. But yeah,
at least you didn't have hip bones digging into you.
Sure. I'll give it to you there. But
are you sure it was hip bones?
It was a bone. Sad. We're gonna have to end it on that note. Send your emails into radio@hackervoice.co.uk. We'll be back here same time, same channel for Tuesday's show, which will be Tech Tuesday with our good friend Napalm. Send your questions in to the thread, email, blah blah blah, whatever. You know the fucking drill. Send them in, otherwise the show won't be quite as what it is intended to be. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
Ta-da.
Good night.
I figured, bye. Since I wrote a song about, you know, God and Jesus and all that, I would have to give the opposition equal time. Ever since first man has walked this earth, I have been here to whisper seeds of doubt and evil thoughts into his ear. I am the beast, the outcast angel fallen from on high. I go by many names, but there is one you can't deny.
My name is Satan. Hi, everybody. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My friends all call me Old Scratch, and I am a Capricorn. My turn-ons are romantic walks and killing the unborn. I've got little devil horns and a little goatee, little devil eyes to help a little devil see, and little cloven hooves make it kind of hard to ski. I'm Satan. Woohoo! Mephistopheles, or some, I don't know. My real name is Beelzebub, but you can call me Beels. I love to watch Fox News and then go club some baby seals. Then I'll take a bubble bath and drink a Zinfandel, try to wash off that baby seal smell, and then I'll make a toast to me. Hey, here's to my health. My name is Satan. To carry on my evil ways, I went and had a son. And now he makes his living as a singing comedian. I'm in every Zeppelin album. I'm in all Rush Limbaugh's rants. I'm the reason that the Boston Red Sox even had a chance. And if I want to hear soul, I'll just throw it on the griddle. Don't need to make a deal. I don't need to tell a riddle. And fuck Charlie Daniels. I don't care if he can fiddle. I'm Satan.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
It's fucking bullshit, because I would not be caught dead in Georgia. Okay, it's like, oh my God!
Tick, tick, tick.
Thank you.
Look, that's just how I picture him.